celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van the Holy Family.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday. What's the date? 30th?
30th. The last day of September.
Holy crap. Tomorrow is October.
I know, already. Almost done.
Cannot believe the year is fastly ending. MLB quickly ending.
2 days, right? Two, 3 days?
Well, you'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's the weekend series. Toronto and Baltimore. How about that? The Yankees just finished up with the Red Sox. And thank you, New York Yankees, for being classy.
That was very classy.
I didn't see it. I've just heard that they did something cool. And, yeah. You know, that, and let's be honest, if it wasn't for guys like David Ortiz, there wouldn't be a rivalry.
Not like it has been, no.
Because there can only be a rivalry if you never know who's going to win.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Boston coming back in that playoff series and then going on to win the World Series. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the departure of not just David Ortiz, but Ryan Howard. And they're planning some big stuff on Sunday in Philadelphia. But first and foremost, you, Alex Weghorn, and many people that listen to this show, I'm sure somebody that's even in the radio station at this time, and I'm sure numerous people that haven't told me, but there's plenty of people that have told me, on what a complete ass I am, okay? And why I hate people. Why it's so hard for me to, you know, even be near people. And what happened the other day is the reason that I feel the way I do more times than not. I'm not claiming to be an angel. I'm not sure I know an angel. Well, I do. Mm-hmm. My grandson is an angel somewhere. But there's a Virgil Reynolds was there for Jose Fernandez.
Yes.
In Tampa at the high school. And somebody associated with the school brought out, I guess, his game jersey, hung it up in the dugout, and somebody decided to steal it. What? Now, it's been returned.
Yes, it was returned yesterday. Yeah.
Which
the fact that it happened in the first place, that somebody would stoop to that level, is deplorable. At the very best, it's deplorable. I mean, why? I don't understand what would possess somebody. Fame? Nothing would justify that action.
Nothing.
Not trying to say it would justify it, but would that be reason enough for somebody to steal it? Because it's...
It was stolen for one of two reasons.
Such a high...
It was stolen profile. For one of two reasons.
Okay.
Somebody that was emotionally moved by... You know, Fernandez, knew Fernandez, a friend of Fernandez, and they wanted it because it was Fernandez. Mm-hmm. Or two, somebody stole it thinking the value that it could have. Not that you can move something like that. You know, what are you going to do? Take it to a fence? Isn't that what they're called on TV? Fence? People that move, you know, like stolen jewelry and diamonds.
Oh,
and
I've
stuff.
Never heard that before. Interesting.
Luckily, it was brought back. But holy cannoli. And if it was, say somebody did steal it to give it to their family, don't you think the high school would do that? If in fact a family member, a parents, or, you know, really, truly wanted it. But I do think whoever did, whoever was involved in whatever, the fact that it was returned.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
At the very least.
I still dislike whoever did it.
Sure.
All right. Just wanted to get that off my chest. I'm done. Mic drop. Walk away.
All right. So 55 minutes to go.
UFC this weekend, obviously college football this weekend. Some team, I don't know, the Denver Broncos come to town on Sunday.
That whole deal. Defending the reigning, defending.
Let me tell you what Denver's defense has done in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Educate us.
Denver has given up 3 touchdowns.
That's it.
Denver has 6 interceptions.
Oy.
And 23 sacks.
Holy moly.
That's just so far. And they come to town on Sunday.
Yeah, that definitely bodes poorly for the Bucks. That's a big mountain to climb, about a mile-high hill to climb, trying to get just over the defense. That's not saying what the offense is going to do. I mean, have they been lighting the world on fire offensively? Or is it really just the defense? I mean,
they're undefeated.
Yeah. I mean, they only beat the Panthers 21-20. So, I mean, you don't have to be a...
Well, and they probably should even have lost that game.
Offensive juggernaut.
You know, they should have lost the game. There should have been probably 200 yards in penalties.
Well,
you know, which wasn't called.
That's very true.
You know, so I'm not even saying on that one. But still, you know, being undefeated 3 weeks in is a big deal. You know, it still is the NFL, even though I don't buy on any given Sunday and all that garbage. Every other Sunday, possibly.
They won 21-20 over the Panthers, 34-20 over the Colts, 29-17 over the Bengals. So, I mean, they haven't put up a 40 spot or a 50 spot. But it's a consistent 20 to 30 points every single time. So that's going to be a very, very tough game. We'll see how it goes. I think this week that Doug Martin potentially was coming back?
No.
Or is it next week?
No, it's not. It's not this week. It's not next week. And it's not the week after.
It's definitely longer than 3 weeks.
Well, and then it's the bye. So he's not going to play on Sunday. No reason to play in Charlotte with the bye week being the next week. So even if he's ready, there is slim to none, and none is with the New York Jets now, the chance of him playing in the next 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Doesn't even matter if it's the reason to win or to lose. You don't bring him back. You don't play him. Interesting week. Still trying to gauge what's going on over there in the locker room and it's just a weird atmosphere right now.
What happened against the Rams here at home last week, how do you sort of bring that locker room together to try to get ready for the defending champs? That's not an easy thing to do at any level, not just professional level, just because that was
it's a bad game.
Bad ending.
You know, absolutely. Week, yeah. It was a game that they could have, that they should have. That probably was written down as a win. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the schedule, I'm sure, you know, and I'm not saying Tampa Bay Buccaneer wise, you know, I'm sure that they would never admit to this anyway. But you look at the schedule, and we all win, loss, win, loss, loss,
yeah,
win.
Yeah, you try to figure out
who didn't have last week as a win.
Yeah.
Everybody
did.
And who has this Sunday as a win?
It would be.
I'm talking about the beginning of the season. I'm not even talking about now.
Right.
Right? You know, Denver's coming to town, Carolina next week. You know, you would have those two down, you know, as L's. You hope that they can go out and win, but you would have them down, you know, as the L. So last week, it's going to be tough. And I do care, but I don't even care if they win this game on Sunday. I want to see a better team out there playing better, making better decisions from the top all the way down to the bottom. Now, the thing about the timeout, I understand he should have called a timeout. I understand he was being told in his earpiece to call timeout. But at least I understand his reasoning, because if you take a timeout, you're giving the defense time as well. He should have taken a timeout, don't get me wrong. And this is one of those, if they would have thrown into the end zone, if they would have, you know, not on the last play, you know, three plays from the end of the game, and they throw it in and the defense is like, what the hell's going on? They score a touchdown. Is anybody questioning the timeout? They're still questioning the missed kicks, but yeah, nobody is questioning the timeout. So point, yeah. It all just depends on if you're able to pull it out, if you get lucky, if you don't get lucky. Hey, before I forget, next week, scheduled. It's always that key schedule to be on this program. And I'm not sure which member of Loverboy and anybody that has ever listened to any radio program on a Friday, you always hear working for the weekend.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
One representative of, at least one representative of the band Loverboy, scheduled to be on this program next Friday.
Yeah, I saw that you had, I think, either tweeted it out or on Facebook, something like that.
Probably both.
I was wondering what exactly, how, what strings did you have to pull to work something like that?
They're still being pulled.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like, what was it, NSYNC with, you know, the whole band's there and they're all on puppet strings and stuff. Still being pulled, but here's something that we're going to do.
Oh, that's funny.
We're scheduled to give away. Now, I want to be careful because I don't want this to be like that motocross that I went to at Amalie Arena. We are going to give away tickets to a Loverboy concert in Vegas.
Okay.
Just like they told me, you got to get there. But if you can get there, and I know we have listeners in Vegas. I know we have listeners in California. Obviously close enough.
Randy Regime is everywhere.
They are everywhere. So we're going to hook up tickets to get to the concert as well as the meet and greet, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
So I even thought about flying out there to them. You know who they're touring with?
No.
Take a guess who they're touring with. Think 70s, think 80s, think
you,
me.
Cheap Trick?
Very close, Rick Springfield.
Oh, it was one or the other. It was a coin flip.
How about Rick Springfield? So I'm even thinking about hitting them up. I know they're in New Orleans and they're doing some other stuff.
Ooh,
so
this would be awesome.
It would be.
Whew.
You know, they're
it's only a short, what, 12, 14-hour drive?
I like that it's about a 45-minute flight. I'm thinking that a whole lot better. So we'll have more details at the beginning of next week. Monday night, Ryan Griffin, scheduled to be there. We like to call him RG4.
RG4.
So scheduled to be out at the press box. Well, hopefully that'll happen. I know we've had some situations. I got a really cool giveaway that we're going to give away Monday night. So make your plans to join us out there at the press box. Sports Emporium 222 South Del Mabry. All right, when we come back, we'll do a little UFC talk as the UFC fight night tomorrow night. Pretty good main event. Our buddy, the governor, is on it. Josh Berkman, some other, you know, great quality fights. We'll talk about last weekend, Roy Nelson, suspension, being expelled, being fired, being expunged. No telling what they're going to do with this guy because there is a lot of love. Now, granted, the old ownership didn't love Roy Nelson.
True, yes.
We don't know about the old ownership after Dana White and Zuffa, because now there's new ownership at Zuffa, formerly known as Zuffa, MMG, LMNOP, WEMI, XTLP, whatever all their initials are.
WEMI.
We're going to talk about that. Mick Ferrari, a little queer eye for... I want to talk about a belt that...
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Wasn't necessarily going to go here yet, but since my good friend Floyd Mayweather brought us back. So Conor McGregor has brought up Floyd Mayweather again.
He needs to just stop talking.
He needs to just stop talking about Conor or about Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
The press conference, what was it, this week? Was it Tuesday? Tuesday. Tuesday, whenever it was. Outstanding. And if you didn't see it, go to YouTube and rewatch it. The best part is a lot of champions and ex-champions are sitting up on the dais.
It is a big card for the moment.
Unbelievable. I mean, they could lose two of these fights and still it'll be an incredible packed card. And I just booked my hotel too.
Best ever scheduled?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, three title fights. You know, your undercard is Frankie Edgar. Your undercard is Rashad Evans. Granted, that fight isn't, you know, it's not a main event, Rashad Evans, Tim Kennedy, but it's still Rashad Evans.
Yeah.
What was he, the co-main event here in Tampa?
Here, yes, correct. Now.
He may get out of Fight Pass and be on the undercard. Then again, he may not. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me go on the press conference real quick. So somebody besides the hoser that posed as a media person, and now he's been on all sorts of shows and whatever, but some a media person asked, up on the dais, Connor, who gives you the biggest threat? And I think he kind of turned around and laughed like nobody. And then somebody starts talking, going, it's me. I'd kick his piss. I'd beat that. And, yeah, said, and it was Jeremy Stevens.
Yeah, he said, you TKO people, when I hit them, I knock them out and they stop moving.
And he turned, Connor turned and said, who the F is this guy?
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
I'm over Connor McGregor. I'm over some of the antics. But it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. But stop with Floyd Mayweather. And then somebody posted something, which I responded to, and then somebody responded to me that that's exactly what Shannon Sharp said, but that's not what he tweeted. I guess in the video he said that Connor would win an MMA fight, Mayweather would win, but he didn't say that in the post. The post was Mayweather would kill you, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course he would in a boxing event. Yeah. He kills everybody else. Why wouldn't he kill a non-boxer?
Yeah.
And I just hate it. I hate the conversation. It doesn't make sense. A world-class boxer will always beat a world-class track star in a swimming race. Exactly. It's stupid. The whole conversation is stupid. 205, only tickets available when tickets went on sale today were individual seats randomly throughout Madison Square Garden.
Randomly. You have to cherry pick them all the way throughout. But, I mean, are there any left?
No. No, they're gone now.
All right.
You know, our buddy Shane Grossman from the Randy Regime, we got to give him a title. He's the general of the Randy Regime. How's that?
El Jefe.
Bought tickets. He'll be there. I'll be there. Jay will be there. Larry will be there. Bob, Mickey, Mike, Stanley, Steve.
Joe.
Steve Wonderboy. And Tyron Woodley. Shut up, dude. It's just all of this stuff is killing me. You know, that it's race-related that he's not liked. No, he's not liked because he didn't want to fight Wonder Boy because Wonder Boy said, Wonder Boy thought that Robbie Lawler would win. So he said, that's who he wants to fight. Well, he wants to fight whoever has the title.
Yeah, he wants the shot. He wants the opportunity to stand there and be holding it.
And thank you, LMNOP, WPI, XTF, the new owners.
WMEIMG.
Yeah, those guys. For not giving GSP $10 million to fight Conor McGregor.
I saw that, and I was like, come on.
Don't give GSP $150 to fight Conor McGregor. Don't care. But.
I agree.
But tomorrow night on free TV, Lineker versus Dotson.
Care very much about that one. This entire card, I think, is since there are a lot of lighter weight fights.
The little guys.
They're the little guys. There's going to be a lot of action on this card. And again, we're talking about UFC 205 being a big pay-per-view. But whenever you have a big card like that, it never produces, even without the injuries, once the fight happens, they're never as exciting as the free fights, in my opinion. They have been able to put on a lot of cards on Fox that really surprised me as a whole, the entire card, top to bottom, that have really produced exciting fights. And
was there anything exciting on the free card here in Tampa on April 16th, 7th, 16th, I think it was? I can't recall.
Yeah.
What?
It was exciting. I got to see Errol Hulwani.
Oh. I'm done. Whatever. Go, take it. I ain't got nothing to say now.
But Will Brooks is on this fight. He's the co-main event. He has a win in the UFC now. So he's going to try to keep it going. As you said, Josh Berkman is fighting Zach Otto.
Well, because an injury, Otto. So he got dumped. Speaking of, since I was talking about Mayweather, Tyson Fury, you moron.
Test positive for drugs.
For cocaine.
And now he has to give up his...
He's going to get stripped.
His titles.
So,
oops.
Very few people thought, you know, because the Klitschkos, you know, have been running the boxing world for so long.
Forever.
He goes out, wins the heavyweight title, and now he's going to get stripped because of...
he's an idiot.
because of the nose candy.
Yeah, that is the easiest thing to avoid.
Yeah, don't put anything up your nose.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about being around drugs or anything like that, and even with marijuana, if somebody's around you and smoking, there's a chance that it could get into your system. With this, no. This is a conscious decision. You have no...
Unless you're Greg Hardy.
What was...
You don't know about his deal?
No.
So he gets pulled over.
Okay.
And there's cocaine in his wallet.
Inside his wallet.
There's
okay.
cocaine in his wallet.
All right.
And he claimed, I guess at a bar, somebody asked for his wallet and he gave them his wallet. And somebody stuck cocaine, allegedly, in Greg Hardy's wallet.
Come on.
Also, even though Greg Hardy is no longer in Charlotte. How about this one?
It wasn't in his system, though.
No, but it's in possession.
Yeah, possession, yeah. But do you think there'd be a difference if it was possession as opposed to whether he tested positive for it, if he'd have his title stripped?
I don't know. I don't know. Most likely not. Yeah. How about Mike Tolbert? Did you see that one in Charlotte?
Oh, the $3,900 in coins.
In coins.
That was awesome.
Now, why can't the establishment refuse coins? You can't, because I've tried. Believe me. Believe me. Tolbert hasn't pulled anything off that I haven't already tried. I got railroaded. I thought I was getting railroaded on a ticket or something. Okay. They refused coins. You cannot pay in coins.
You know what's
you cannot go to the property appraiser and pay coins.
So
why couldn't this dealership done, you know, or this body shop or whatever?
Now, where you went, was it stated that they only take cash or card or something?
Yeah, it was
like
stated.
That.
It was stated. And again, this the owner of the establishment, why can't they, you know, Mick Ferrari, who's going to be on after the next segment. There's a sign right now that they can't accept. I think it's credit cards or something. So why couldn't they have? Well, now, this would have taken this ordeal to a whole new level.
If the body shop does not have it stated that they only take certain methods of payment, if they don't specify, then they have to take some sort of legal tender, which would be, in this case, coins.
Now, granted, they refused, I guess, to take a check.
He tried.
He tried it first, and I guess that's what
Why
started the whole thing.
Why wouldn't they take it?
Now, I don't know. I don't know. In the what I read, he said, Tolbert said, that they said his check wouldn't clear.
I have a hard time believing that.
But in the same news release, press release, tweet, whatever, he said that he wasn't going to let them jack up the price because they said he could afford it. So which is it? You can afford it, but you're not going to take his check? I mean, I'm sure that they jacked it up.
Sure.
This just in, Mike Tolbert, they don't just do that to millionaire athletes. Believe me. It was supposed to take 10 days, and his car was still there 2 months.
Holy moly.
My son, back in the day, when he wrecked his car, sat in a dealership for 3 months. And the guy ended up dying stealing the kettles from the Salvation Army. He was the Salvation Army kettle bagger.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
Yep. So, yeah. So not to go off on a tangent.
This just in, Browns intend to part ways with suspended wide receiver Josh Gordon.
Well, he's checking himself into rehab.
He entered rehab yesterday. Yes. I'm surprised it took this long, honestly.
Why? I wouldn't have parted ways with him.
You wouldn't
have. I would not have.
Because that means he's not playing against you?
It means you're not paying him. While he's suspended, you're not paying him. So you really haven't even paid the guy in a year and a half. He is one of the better players in the league. He's now checked himself into rehab. See if he can get himself clean. I would rather this than what happened to Seferian Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He checked himself in.
Yeah.
He's now at least, you know, what they say when you watch Law and Order, you know, your first step is admitting the problem. Well, he's admitting it.
Right.
So he's now checked himself in. Now, I don't necessarily, somebody in one of the media said that the Buccaneers owed Austin Seferian Jenkins. They don't owe him anything.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Negative.
It's your job to stay on the, whatever it is.
The straight and narrow.
The straight and narrow.
That one?
Yeah.
I've read that trash.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, it basically said we needed to give him a nice big hug.
Yeah, we'll give him a hug. A hug
little,
at the airport.
And a little tongue, whatever it took to get him over the edge, whatever.
Oh,
give me a break. I knew that guy was a problem. I swear, if he was still on this team, I was going to just keep calling him Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah. You know, his attitude, he was arrogant. Go ahead and put him up, you know, in, I almost said in a lineup. Put him standing next to all the other tight ends.
Yeah.
One is arrogant. The other, well, they're all awesome people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that Safarian Jenkins isn't awesome, but he's arrogant. He's entitled. You know, you could just see that. You could just sense that. And wherever that was that I read or heard or whatever, the organization doesn't owe any of these athletes anything. That's why it's called Not For Long. You do your job and you'll stay as long as you're helping. You're beneficial.
Yep.
When it's time to replace you, they will replace you yesterday.
Speaking of which.
Sure.
When we come back, yes, we will have
Mick Ferrari
on, but we'll also get to what's going on with the Lightning and Nikita Kucherov and why he is yet to show up to camp.
And shocking, Canada wins the World Cup.
This is my surprise face.
We'll get to that and maybe a few other things when we return. This is Islands of Tanka Radio, talking sports.
Not today.
we'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
What a perfect timing, because I was going to announce, I guess the NFL has announced, Lady Gaga, your halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl. Woo! Mick Ferrari, how are you?
What perfect timing, Randy Harris. How are you, pal?
I'm fine. As long as she doesn't wear that damn meat suit, everything's okay.
Should be good. Very exciting. Very interesting. I'm very excited to see what she's going to try or pull.
Yeah, we don't even care what she's going to sing. It's just, well, I don't know about pulling, but what she's wearing might be interesting.
I would love that there would not be a wardrobe malfunction for something like that. Those two men.
Yes, Wags. Everyone is hoping against hope there is no wardrobe malfunction. But count on several costume changes, I'm sure.
So what's going on in your world? I understand you have something big going on this weekend.
Well, as a matter of fact, Randy Harris, you do. You know, Got Split End Salon here in Pinellas Park has been working closely with Women with Purpose, which is a terrific organization that supports, does non-medical support for cancer families. So, for instance, if a cancer patient has trouble getting to a treatment session, Women with Purpose will make arrangements for you to get a ride. You know, a devastating illness can be devastating all around, so they do help out financially. They have a special fund if you can't pay your mortgage or your utility bills. And the great thing is everybody on their board and all their founders are, in fact, cancer survivors. So I know you get behind cancer charities, as we try to do here at the salon. So tomorrow is their first, well, not their very first, but it's the first one for me. It's their Catwalk for a Cause annual fashion show and luncheon. So it's from 11 to 2 at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club, which we both know is a lovely venue. And yours truly is the official groomer and stylist for the show. It's going to be terrific. There's fashions from Cerulean Blue and So Chic Consignment Boutique. And all the models are from local not-for-profit organizations right here in Tampa Bay. And there are still tickets available. They're only $50. You get lunch and a show. For more information, you can go to womenwithpurposefl.org. It's a great organization. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some pretty ladies. And our mutual media friend, Jen Holloway, is the hostess. So it's going to be a great time for a good cause, and we hope to see our Talking Sports family in attendance.
And what's on the menu for food? Come on.
You know, I'm not sure. There's been a couple of different things bandied about. I think they're going to surprise us. So I will be backstage and on stage and work in the room like I'm running for office. So we hope to see you guys there.
Awesome. Well, I will give you a holler later this afternoon, and let's try to make that happen.
Okay, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Of course, Scott, Women with Purpose is a member of the Hospitality, Entertainment, Cuisine, the HEC Network, which we're really excited to work with on this. And it's going to be a great day. So we hope to see you guys, and we appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mick, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon. That is Mick Ferrari, everybody, over at Got Split Ends, located basically the 4300 block, I believe, of Park Boulevard. Been over there lately? I know your mug's on the wall in more than one place. How'd you pull that off?
Well, I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know if you know.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's worse. The fact that I threw you that softball or the fact that you hit it?
That I drilled that one out of the park.
That's awful news.
Yeah, I need to head over there. I haven't been over there in about a week and a half. So.
All right, so give me your lightning update. Opening night right around the corner. I believe it's the 13th.
October 13th, yes. We will have... regular season hockey come back to the Tampa Bay area, but a big question is whether or not Nikita Kucherov will be on the team at that point in time. He is a restricted free agent. However, he is holding out showing up to camp until he signs a new contract. So that's the big thing, because last season he led with 66 points. He had 30 goals, 36 assists last year. So had 11 goals and 19 points during the playoffs as well. So he has not been completely inactive. We talked about Team Canada winning the World Cup of Hockey.
Canada.
He was playing for Team Russia, so he has been staying active. But
the top hat to the States.
Yeah. The loft apartment over a really great party.
Got back to you.
So
finish your story.
Yeah, well, we don't know whether or not we will see him sooner rather than later. Obviously, during camp, it's a key time to be getting those touches with your teammates. That's the big thing, is getting the chemistry with your teammates. But, I mean, he's also been with the team for a while. They have a good core. In your opinion, does him holding out really affect how he could be playing during the season with his teammates, since it's a lot of the same guys?
Derek Brooks held out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, he held out during training camp. And, you know, and it's just ironic that I'm not saying that I'm against it, but that's why, and I respect that Eddie Alvarez, a big deal was made in that press conference at UFC 205.
Yeah.
Eddie Alvarez, you know, kind of got ripped by Conor McGregor that he took this fight under his old contract. Yeah, because he honored the contract. You know, now, again, when you can be cut, when you can be this, when you can be that, it changes a lot of that up. But that's what I like about Eddie Alvarez, is the fact that he is honoring the contract, fighting under his old deal. He'll get a new deal, I'm sure, if he wins. But no, I don't think it'll be an issue. And let's be honest, missing training camps, missing preseasons, missing, no big deal.
Well, and the way we've been talking about it, though, is under the assumption that he will sign, that he and Yzerman and his agent will be able to put something together, and he will sign, and he will be in a Lightning uniform by the time the regular season starts. So do you think the longer he holds out, the more or less likely he will stay here in the Tampa Bay area?
It all gets worked out. It all gets worked out in the end.
So you think he will stay?
I think he will stay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think he will. I think they need him.
I have to agree. He's a huge part of the offense. Yes, it's nice to have Stamkos. Yes, it's nice to have Callahan. Yes, it's nice to have Drouin, who's young and going to be coming up and getting mentored by these guys. But 66 points is something that's
hard to replace.
You can't just let go by the wayside. And especially as an unrestricted free agent, if he just signs with somebody, then you don't get anything for him. If you trade him, which they can't, right?
Well, yeah, you can be traded.
Even though he's an unrestricted free agent?
No. No, so if he's an unrestricted, then no, he's not.
Excuse me,
I thought he was restricted.
He is. That's my bad. I have done that multiple times. Yes, he is a restricted free agent. So they can still trade him.
Correct.
Okay. It's just a matter of to whom. Correct. He'll be able to veto a trade.
I think it'll be fine. I think it'll get worked out. It's early. They know that they need him. You know, with Stamkos coming back, you know, they're the pick already to maybe not win it, but be there.
Now, they being the Lightning, last night beat the Florida Panthers in preseason play 2-0 at Amalie Arena. They had Gudlevskis as the goalie. I think that, obviously, preseason games, they don't count. They don't matter. It's more about getting time. But Kristaps Gudlevskis has had...
Say that again?
Kristaps Gudlevskis has had a significant growth spurt since he first came and started playing every once in a while for the Lightning. I think it was 2 years ago. And he's been back between here and Syracuse with some regularity, but especially with Bishop going down, they once in a while. But he's done really well. I truly think that we may be in a position sooner rather than later where he's going to get some regular playing time. And if that's the case, we may see Bishop less during the regular season so that he can be there for the playoffs and healthy, more specifically, for the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's what I think. That's what I think, Bob. Whatever you say, Bob.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. I don't even care. It's training camp. All that crap is training camp. Let's worry about it on the 12th.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we shall.
Completely unrelated that we'll get to. We've already talked about the UFC a little bit, but we'll talk more about it and how other athletes, how other stars, not only athletes, are actually getting in on the business side of the UFC. Do you see that?
Yeah, I did see it. Well, that's what I talked about earlier. That's the LMNOP XTV new ownership is bringing in new ownership. LL Cool J and Marky Mark Wahlberg.
I was going to say the names after the break.
Oh. There's more than just those two.
True.
All right, then go to break, damn it.
This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Our captain could have left, gone home to a place where kids are born on skates and hockey is religion. But instead, he stayed and told the world, this is a hockey town. You inspire these players. You affect the game. So when this team does amazing things, know this, it all starts with you. The Tampa Bay Lightning. Be the Thunder. Opening night is October 13th. Lightning versus Red Wings, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at TampaBayLightning.com.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
Fireball. I love that. All right, so what
was that your choice?
Oh, Ed runs it. Ed runs the show. Ed tells me what to do.
There you go.
And what to play. And he plays Fireball. All right, so what did you want to talk about?
As an owner,
yeah.
I wonder how much Cam Newton or Tom Brady or Ben Affleck will be able to tell everybody how to run the UFC now that they're part of the ownership group.
They're not going to tell how to run it. They're just invested into it.
It was a joke.
But now they'll be there.
Is that a silent partner?
Well, Cam Newton's not going to be silent. I'm not sure you're aware of that one.
Yeah, he tends to be a little outspoken. But I think it's interesting the direction that WMEIMG is going, get it more mainstream, it being MMA and the UFC. So if you talk to Ari Emanuel, he says the same thing that I do.
Ari Gold?
That is Ari Gold.
All right.
He feels that MMA is already mainstream. And I think he...
Please don't get me started with this.
Quote, I think it's a mainstream sport now, end quote. Co-chief... Where is it? Where'd it go? Co-chief executive Ari Emanuel told the Wall Street Journal, which first reported the news. I think that it is a great move on their part to get the athletes and the stars that are already under their own WMEIMG banner to get involved, because then obviously they're going to become, even if they're just an investor, then they're going to have, as an investor, that vested interest in what happens and just to watch it. They're going to pay more attention to it, and the more attention they pay to it, the more they will talk about it to all their friends and to their fans, more specifically. They will get them to show up to events. I would be very surprised if in the near future we did not see some of these higher name people that otherwise would not have shown up to be there. For all we know, we may see Ben Affleck show up and then he starts teaching people how to fight because he's trained for Batman movies.
I'm more willing to go if Marky Mark's going to be there. Maybe he'll bring a bag of Wahlburgers.
Have you had a chance? And
they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're all right. We had in Boston when the UFC was up there.
Gotcha.
They're all right. I mean, I necessarily wouldn't go out of my way again, but they were all right. I forget what the brother's name is. The main cook.
Damn. You're a star now, Paul.
Yeah, Paul. That's what it is. It's Paul. What's up?
That's
Paul?
A great show. I love that show. Donnie Mack and Paul. You're a big star now, Paul.
I saw this as my future. Working with my brothers was never part of the plan. It is a good show. They're supposed to be opening one up in St. Pete, I think.
I've heard that a lot. I've heard that they were looking at St. Pete. They were looking at Orlando. Then they were looking at both of them.
I think Orlando, I thought, did
they already,
open.
They
I
already
think so.
Did it? Okay.
A couple other things real quick. J.J. Watt.
He did have his surgery.
And I guess he was doing DDP yoga. I saw the tweet.
He already was?
Yeah.
Or
well, either I was or he's doing it.
Oh, very cool. Because so, I saw that somebody had suggested it to him. So that's pretty awesome that he would start it up because, I mean, it
good for J.J. Watt because it works. Good for Diamond Dallas Page because it works. Yeah. So good there. Jose Aldo Jr. Claims he wants to retire. Now, if you want to retire, why are you seeking a release? Just retire.
I understand because the no compete shouldn't be an issue. If you're retiring, then it shouldn't matter if you're under contract or not.
Right.
Because you're not going to be trying to fight for a different organization. I can also see.
I wouldn't release him.
Absolutely not. No.
Retire.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
But then he would still be under contract, and then as the promotion, you cover your bases, and you don't have to worry about
absolutely
him going somewhere else.
Unless in the contract he's not allowed to go do anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, if the Reebok deal.
Well, the Reebok deal, you know, like in the NFL, you're not allowed to skydive, you're not allowed to this, you're not allowed to that. Now, once you retire... I'm just saying, once you retire, does then all that go away?
Cowboy still does his stuff.
Well, because it's not in his contract, I'm sure. Because he wouldn't sign it. He'd stop fighting if he had to stop doing stupid things. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen the document. Obviously, our attorney, Danny Alvarez, hasn't seen it. So it's just us making stuff up as we go. But, yeah, you definitely don't release him because then he could, would, should, and will go to Bellator, World Series of Fighting, ONE FC, one of them.
Unless there's an opportunity somehow or some way to release him for part of the contract, not in its entirety.
No,
the fighting part you would still keep.
If that's the situation, then, you know, that's what they do. They just have him sign a new whatever that we're releasing you blah, 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 blah. You cannot fight for any other organization ever.
Yeah.
Until you come back and fulfill
the rest of your contract.
You know. They're not just going to let him. And then maybe they will. They're like, screw it. See ya. Go join Benson Henderson over in Bellator and Matt Mitrione.
Well,
and Roy McDonald.
John Fitch.
Paul Harris.
Chuck Congo.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's
Kendall Grove.
And what's interesting is they had said on multiple occasions that they're not trying to take all of the UFC quote unquote rejects or.
Yeah, well, Jose Aldo wouldn't be considered a reject, though.
Was John Fitch? He was a top 10 fighter at the time. And he wasn't coming off of a loss. Benson Henderson?
Yeah,
I wouldn't necessarily call them rejects or non-quality fighters.
No, I'm...
I definitely think that they have a lot to offer still. And I was kind of curious that they did leave. I mean, John Fitch was released. That wasn't his choice. I don't remember if Benderson was released or if he just fought out his contract.
Yeah, he fought out his contract.
Didn't resign.
Henderson's not released. I mean, none of those guys get released.
Fitch was.
Well, because Fitch is such an exciting fighter. Speaking of exciting fighter, Roy Big Nelson. Country Nelson throws a axe kick, a side kick, and then a bird kick to Big John McCarthy Saturday in Brazil.
Sao Paulo,
Brazil.
Yeah, he definitely needs to have some sort of punishment levied against
him. He does. He needs to
be
reprimanded.
Too,
no, it is.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, something has to happen. And for those of you that don't know, we're talking like you do. Fight should have been stopped. Big John didn't stop. He basically laid there face up, looking up, and he definitely should have stopped it. He threw a couple more punches. They're friends, but you have to do what you have to do, you know, for sure. So, all right, real quickly, once again, Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. RG4 will be there, Ryan Griffin. We have a major giveaway, so you definitely want to come out for that. It's going to be definitely cool. A lot of cool stuff going on. The end of MLB regular season. Catch it on TV. More importantly, catch me on Twitter, @ Knockout Radio.
KO Eggs.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.